desert is an interesting. You must have had fun putting this one together. This, and this kind of harkens back to Tomorrow Never Knows, like Beatles sort of psychedelic. I thought, well, this is interesting.
Yeah, it's got a that's got a very distinctive flavor to it, because Trevor sort of initiated that, and he wanted to write something specifically using Carnatic Indian instruments. That's the sort of traditional instrumentation from the south of India.
Mm-hmm.
And so the sounds in that are very distinctive. And then when he sent it to me, it obviously gave me the chance to use some Indian percussion. And also it gave me my first opportunity. I'd fairly recently before that acquired an instrument that I've been after for a long time, which is an Indian harmonium.
Oh, yeah.
And, so it gave me the first opportunity to put that into action as well. So there's a little harmonium part that comes in the choruses.
It's the
way that's been built up, you know, it's got a very distinctive flavor as against the rest of the album.
Yeah, they all do, and it's a really nice journey, and it's kind of haunting and ethereal, you know, and it just grows on you. And then once you, like, how long did it actually take you guys to put all this together? Because I'm guessing it would have been a while between...
It was. I mean, that's a little bit misleading, because when we started out on the project, we didn't know that this was going to be the culmination of it. So it wasn't for large periods of the process. We weren't perhaps so focused. So the initial the first song that we did, Hanging Man, goes back as far as 2008. I mean, it doesn't mean that we were working constantly on the album for kind of 4 years to put 12 tracks together.
Right.
The progress was much quicker as we got towards the, you know, as we decided that we were going to make an album out of it, and
songs.
We were really happy with the direction that everything was going in. And then it all started to come together quite quickly after that. But
all the songs took shape, and then you, like, between...
Yeah, at some point during that process, Trevor came up with the actual concept, the Painted Caravan concept, and that, once you get that concept, it always helps to bring the whole thing together as well. I had exactly the same experience when I was writing my previous solo album, The End of the Mysterium.
Right, yeah.
Where for a while, for part of that process, initially I was just simply writing songs, and there wasn't any great focus, and you tend to drift and perhaps not be quite so productive when you're doing that. But when I came up with the End of the Mysterium concept, and I knew I could then suddenly visualize what the whole album was going to be, then you kind of get into a more of a rush towards the finish. You can see what you're aiming for then, and it helps to bring everything together. So we had that kind of experience, I think, as well with the Painted Caravan.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're already, because we're really in the swing, we've continued the process, and we're still writing new material at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
And the intention is that there will be at least one, probably at least two more follow-ups to the Painted Caravan in a similar kind of working process.
Wow, and now you have this collaboration of artists, and there's so many of them from... So, like, between New York and England, there's this great sort of global connection. And I guess, you know, was it YouSendIt? Like, you know, I know these digital files, and it's amazing.
Yeah, YouSendIt, WeTransfer, they've all been in action.
Yeah, they come in really handy for us audio files. And then...
It is amazing. I mean, you know, we can potentially bring in collaborators just about anywhere in the world. And...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of the songs where we were using, I was doing bits of recording at home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Children of the Rain is probably a good example. I think that started in the studio Trevor uses in New York. Then
right.
I think it went to Kingsley's studio. studio in Brighton.
Yep.
And then it came to me, where I have like a small home studio.
Yeah.
And then it went over to Saskia and
her studio
in Holland. And then it went back to Trevor's studio in New York again. So, you know, these things are flying about all over the place, and people are adding their bits. And as long as you know, as long as everybody's got a compatible system, you can do that to your heart's content.
It's amazing. And then all this went to the Engine Audio Room in New York for its mastering and production. And then how does Mark...
Which, if I can just mention it,
if
anybody's interested in the technical side of things, we've actually got a really nice feature coming out, which Trevor and Logan, one of the engineers at Engine Room, did for a UK magazine called Music Tech.
Right.
And in the April issue, which hopefully you'll be able to access this online as well.
Right.
If people look out, people who are interested in the technical side of the release, this Music Tech feature in the April issue will give a full sort of technical rundown on the process, the equipment used, and show a picture of Trevor and his and Logan in the studio and all that kind of thing. So,
well, they do mastering for 50 Cent and the Killers and even Justin Bieber, so this is huge.
Yeah, it's a real top studio and incredibly well equipped, and they're very very adept guys at what they do there.
And I think with all the instrumentation, the voices, and putting it all together, again, another master task. So, like, this album, Painted Caravans, it's a major story. It's setting a precedent for other artists in a way that they can work. I mean, I guess artists work like this now, but this really showcases how artists can work together on a global level. It's amazing. And then, now Market Square, that's back in the UK, right?
It is.
How do they fit into this? How did this all come about?
Okay, well... Obviously, as you're familiar with from the fact that my previous album was released on City Canyons,
right?
Trevor originally set up City Canyons as a label, as a kind of standard label to put out releases.
Yep.
But he took a decision a while ago that he preferred it was more in line with where he was going and how things were developing for him to turn City Canyons more into a production company and licensing company working on the projects that he wanted to invest not only his money but also his time and his own creative input into.
Right.
And that he wanted to sort of pull himself aside a little bit of the standard label business, because obviously, you know, you can't do everything. So when it came to a release of The Painted Caravan, we also felt that it would be good to bring in potentially another party to help in, to be involved with us, working very closely with us in making all the sort of commercial decisions about how best to release it,
right,
and so on. And also, by bringing in another label, obviously, you bring in another sort of audience sector that label already has established, and you bring it into new areas where that label is known and has already some sort of impact and some established recognition. So we started looking around at different labels. We mostly in the UK, because we felt it would be, we felt it would work well to launch it from here. So we had discussions with a number of labels over here. Market Square was one that I identified simply because I just like the setup of it. It has the kind of basis of it is that it deals with sort of well-established artists of yore and their re-releases of old material, but also releasing new projects of those people as well.
Right.
So there are kind of a lot of artists on the label who I've been parallel to my career path.
I think Michael Chapman, is he on Market Square? There's a few.
Yeah, you know, people like Sonia Christina of Curved Air, and Kevin Ayers and a number of people who have been, you know, really been around on the scene
for a
long time.
Yeah, this is great.
And particularly, I mean, one thing that struck me was that although they don't work directly with any of the guys, they had some re-release stuff on there from a band called Nectar.
Right.
Who were a huge favorite of mine back in the 70s.
I was going to say, 70s band.
Decades ago. The idea of being having my name on a, you know, alongside
Nectar
on a label just sort of really
cool.
really amused me and brought the whole thing full circle as far as I was concerned. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, so I had a meeting with I approached Market Square, and it's run by a chap called Peter Muir, who I met up with, and we got on very well together. We found that we had so many of the same reference points for how music has developed over the years. And, we just sat down, and it was one of those conversations that never dried up. We just chatted and chatted. Oh, you remember this, you remember that, you know, and that kind of thing. And we just hit it off really well. And I sort of then went back to Trevor and said, you know, look, I think this is a guy who's, you know, would be really enthusiastic and work really well with us. And so it has turned out. He's got huge enthusiasm for the project. He loves it, and he's been very supportive. We've got a constant three-way dialogue going now between me, Trevor, and Peter, sort of on a day-to-day basis, and we're pushing hard in all directions to really try and make this thing work. So far, it's been a very productive relationship, and.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically how that came about, and how we're working on that.
So, Painted Caravan is officially released on March 11th. Is that
it
right?
It is. Yeah, next Monday. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is great. Have you heard? Have you heard from Brendan or Lisa about Painted Caravan? Have they heard it? Have you had any comments from them yet?
They have got it. It's always difficult to pin them down with any comments or anything. They're always so busy.
So
I can't give you any direct quotes from either of them, but they've certainly got their copies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure they'll love it. And because you saw them, you were in New York. I missed you last August, but
that's
you were
right.
in New
yeah,
York.
Yeah.
And where is City Canyons exactly?
That's based in downtown Manhattan, right down near the.
In the village or on the Upper West Side?
No, you're going to have to be easy with me. You've got to remember I'm English. These areas. All I can tell you is it's down. It's way downtown.
Way downtown. Okay, I'm not sure. I'll have to look. I'll have to check it out, because a lot of the girls on City Canyons, they play around the village at the Sidewalk Cafe and all these really groovy places.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's really great. Well, you know what? It's been such a pleasure talking to you. And is there anything else you'd like to add to this that you can think of?
No, I don't think so. But,
before we go.
No, it's been a pleasure to talk to you after all our various email exchanges. And,
yeah.
Your response to the album is wonderful. It's exactly, you know, how we would hope people would respond to it. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's lovely to hear your comments. And I hope as you play tracks to your listeners over the coming weeks and months, that you'll find that they've got the same kind of responses.
Yeah.
Obviously, we'd love to receive feedback from you and your listeners. So the website for the album release is citycanyons.net.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Facebook page linked to that as well. So if anybody wants to come on and contact us and tell us what they think, we'd be delighted to hear from them.
Okay.
And I'm sure you'll let me know if you get any responses or how people react.
I already have, because I've been playing it at my place when people come over and they go, what is this? Oh my God.
Great.
I go, this is
That's
the Painted
great.
Caravan. I have an advanced copy of it. So, in it, you know, right from In This or Other Skin, it draws you right in, right to the tempest. So, you know, it's haunting and lovely and dark and brooding, and it's all those great, you know, has all those great universal themes running through it, plus the amazing, you know, instrumentation that runs all the way through it that you don't, like, it's very unique. This is a very unique piece of work. So right. Collaboration is a great name for it. So I just want to congratulate you once again on a
well, thank you very much.
Great CD.
And, all right, and your support is very much appreciated.
No.
And obviously as well for your listeners, if anybody, I mean the album should be freely available, either digital download form or you know, somebody for those like me who still like the physical unit and have the sleeve and the artwork and everything. It should be freely available from as of next week from all the usual sources. But again, if anybody has any problem obtaining it or downloading it or whatever, do use the City Canyons website or Facebook to let us know, and we'll do our very best to sort it out.
Will do. Okay, Peter. Well, you just have a great day. I know it's about 3:30, quarter to four over there right now.
Yeah, just about quarter to four. Yeah.
Okay. Well, go have
a nice grey London day.
It's a nice grey Canada day here. But it's been great talking to you. Take care.
And you too.
And stay in touch.
Okay, Coral.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye bye.
Centuries to come, love, when the wind blows from the sunny south, my love for you will whisper soft in my dry mouth. When the wind blows from the mystic east, on the ghost of beauty, my empty eyes will feast. And shall whistle like pipes in those winds.
that. Is Love's Skeleton. The Painted Caravan, and that is from Peter Ulrich, ex-Dead Can Dance percussionist, and Trevor Lloyd from City Canyon's production and promotions and publishing company down in New York. And Peter worked with they worked with New York artists, they worked with artists in Holland and artists in England as well. So this is an amazing CD, and you can download it, or you can go to the City Canyon's website. This isn't out officially until March the 11th, and for more information, you can go to citycanyons.com. It's being distributed by Market Square out of England, and this was a collaboration right across the world. So very, very cool.